Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Hold on, give me a second, guys. I'm sorry.
In the mental health,
I think I have my...
We are number 59 on the self-improvement, and we're 73.
Sorry, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. My bad, technical difficulties. I have my old stuff playing in the background. How are you guys? Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and I hope you guys are doing well out there today. I hope you guys are blessed. It is Thursday. Wow, June 9th. Man, time is flying. So I hope you guys are doing well. For all of my international watchers, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. Grand Rising, Rich Rising to all my morning motivators. I hope that you guys are well and that we are ready to start another wonderful day. So in today's topic, we are going to be talking about idols and how we tend to put people on pedestals and put situations on pedestals, and we think of ourselves as less than we are, and we should not. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to go ahead and, before I get started, in the description box, there is a link to a website called Rebates Me, where you can download it to your desktop. And when you're online shopping, you can save. Y'all know we like to coupon over here and we like to save a couple coins. So you guys can go check that out. Also, June 15th, I am hosting a 555 transformation webinar. If you guys cannot stick to the, or if you guys cannot make the 5-week coaching program, but if you can, you're interested, go ahead and book a 30-minute coaching class with, or coaching session with me, so you can be a part of the next 555 transformation 5-week program. My girls are almost done. They have 2 weeks left, including today, which I'm super, super excited. It is open for everybody, but I do vet. So you are in a small group of 5 people. There's a few slots left, y'all. Few slots left starting on the 23rd of June. So if you guys are, you want to be a part of the next 555 transformation 5-week course, sign up ASAP, because after this go round, after the 23rd class, the price is going to go up. Because you guys get a lot of information. You guys get a lot in it. We've had our morning motivators speak about it. I have testimonials. It's a really, really good program. I believe in it thoroughly. So I hope that you guys will be a part of it if that's something that you're interested in. And just to jog your memory, the pillars are self, spirituality, physical health, physical and mental health, it's in there, financial, and the last pillar is relationships in all regard, whether it be friends, family, or romantic. So if you guys want to sign up for the 5-week 555 transformation, then you have to lock in a free 30-minute coaching call just to make sure you're a right fit, I'm the right coach for you, and then we go ahead and sign you up. And there's only a few slots left, so make sure you guys get in there if you guys want to, because after this this go round, the price is going to go up. The next class won't kick off until July. So make sure you guys get your slots. If you can't stick to the 5 weeks, or the 5 weeks isn't for you, then we have a more affordable option, which is the 555 Transformation Live webinar going down June 15th. That's next week, June 15th. So make sure you guys get your tickets if that's something you're interested in as well. But check out the description box. I always give you guys links. I always give you guys little deals and things down there. So make sure you guys check out the description box. But welcome. Let's go ahead and jump into the prayer. Then I'm going to go say the morning shout out, and we're going to jump into today's topic. And for those of you who are listening on my podcast, thank you so much for continuing to rock with your girl. I really, really appreciate it. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for allowing us to come together through the internet and fellowship and just speak to one another on a daily basis. I pray that everyone listening and watching has an air of peace, happiness, abundance, and just you magnify their lives and bring them up to the level mentally that you have called them to be. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And if you are not religious or spiritual, I hope it was okay that I prayed for you anyway. Let's jump into these good morning shout outs. If you guys want to be shouted out at any time, join us live at 8 a.m. Eastern. And for those who listen all the time and you still want to shout out, let me know. Email me at brittanythehost@gmail.com. Put morning motivation shout out in the subject box and let me honor you by giving you a shout out, because I know some of y'all listen all the time, every day. So I appreciate that. Good morning, Ms. Debbie. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, KK. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Miss Charlene. Good morning, Angel. Good morning, Turquoise and Grand Rising. I know that some of my other people will trickle in as we go. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, so I came up on this topic of not idolizing anybody because of a few reasons. Some of my coaching clients may go through this. And it's really what it is imposter syndrome that we all tend to have sometimes. Hey, Tag, Grand Rising, Kiki. We suffer from imposter syndrome. And what imposter syndrome is, actually, let me give you the full definition because I had another thing pulled up, but let's do the full definition of imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome, let's give the definition, then we'll break this down. It says, what is imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is loosely defined as doubting your abilities and feeling like a fraud. It disproportionately affects the high achieving people who find it difficult to accept their accomplishments. So I find a lot of times when I'm having a coaching client or, you know, just in everyday life, and I've even dealt with this myself, we tend to not see ourselves on the same level. Excuse me, all the water. Oh, excuse me. We won't see ourselves, quote unquote, and I'm doing air quotes on purpose because, for those of you who aren't watching or are listening, there's air quotes going on heavily. We don't see ourselves on the same, quote unquote, level as people with a higher social media status or maybe money. And even they kind of carry themselves like that. I had an incident that I won't go into, but I tend to find nowadays, especially with social media, now that regular everyday people can be considered celebrities, or you can get on a reality show and now you're a celebrity, right? They tend to, regular people and people that don't have, I guess, notoriety in the public tend to feel this imbalance and shift, right? Some people feel like because somebody has XYZ social media followers, they make XYZ so much money, they're in certain circles, that they're better than people. And then you have people who are just regular, like us, you know what I mean? That, you know, have regular lives, maybe don't have it as many followers, probably got more money, believe it or not, than some of these folks, to be real. You might not be spending it like they're spending it, but you got more money in your accounts and your investments and your net worth, because you don't know what's in anybody's pockets, right? But there's this perception, because, you know, we love to go off of perception in this world for whatever reason, because I think perception is BS. But nonetheless, perception is reality for a lot of people, right? So if they believe something to be true, if they see something, good morning, Chiamber. Good morning, Chiamber. Good morning, Asia. We tend to, if we see something, we tend to believe exactly what we're seeing. So what tends to happen is people with the status feel like they're up here, or people who see them or see people with money feel like they're up here. Now, this crossed my mind because I was praying. I was like, God, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about, right? And this came up. And it's idolizing people. It's idolizing things. It's idolizing situations. It's idolizing careers, jobs, marriage, people. Just the whole gamut came in my mind. So let's just read what the Bible says about idolizing people. And I normally don't do this. And although we are mostly Christian over here, if you are not, it is totally okay. We're just going to read just for reference sake, right? So it says, Exodus 20:3, you shall have no other God before me. That's pretty simple, right? We know, right? We know that. Most of us know that. Let's go a little deeper. This was funny because I actually seen celebrities do this. Exodus 20:4 says, you shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, and that is in the earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth, I guess, like statues of like Poseidon, and, you know, Kanye did the whole mural thing when he was like Jesus. I don't know if that's what that's talking about. But this one was one that really stuck out. It says Psalms 135:15-7. It says, the idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of the human hands. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see, and they have ears but do not hear, nor are their breath in their mouth. And that one was interesting to me because we find a lot of people have notoriety, or they're on these platforms or whatever, and they don't say anything. They don't speak anything. They don't hear anything. And so that one was interesting to me. So let me know what y'all think about Good Morning in the comments. But pretty much is, we are not supposed to idolize anything, anything. So when we're moving through life, when we see people with more money, they're no better than us. They're no better than anybody. I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. Freaking give me a celebrity. Kim Kardashian. Well, that wasn't a good one because a lot of people don't like her. It doesn't matter. Nobody's better than you. They may have more access. They may have more quote unquote celebrity status, right? They may be able to get in places that we, the regular folks, may not be able to get into. However, they don't make anybody better. So when you're working, when you're in jobs, because I know some of you all work in very prestigious sectors of, maybe you're in the medical field and you have doctors who are quote unquote celebrities in your field, right? Or you'll be a nurse, or maybe you work in real estate. We have some folks over here that work in real estate. Oh, good one, Beyonce. Beyonce is amazing at what she does. She's an amazing entertainer. She's not better. God made us all the same. She is not better than anyone. We ourselves, because I'll see regular degular folks treat valet people like crap, or the janitor, or the person that cleans your house. Nobody is better than anybody because you're on a different, and I'm doing air quotes again for my podcasters, level. Which is stupid, because there is no level. There are no levels. We are all created equal in God's eyes, and we are all the same. And so what tends to happen is we get around people, or we'll see things, or people will act as if they're better because they quote unquote are who you are. Now, don't get me wrong. You should be full of yourself. You should have the highest self-esteem possible, but there's a difference between having high self-esteem and believing in yourself than being utterly rude, just despicable, immature, whatever the case may be. There's no excuse to be rude to anybody. And the reason why I say this is because God sees all. You don't think that he ain't watching you treat his children the way you treating his children? You know, wondering why your blessings is blocked, wondering why, you know, things don't happen for you. You have to treat everyone equally. I don't care if they got money or if they don't. If they're the janitor, the guy washing your car, the bagger bagging your groceries at the grocery store. Heck, if you live in Jersey, the people that pump your gas, the homeless person on the street, everybody is equal. Nobody is better than anyone. And we have a tendency to idolize people and put people on pedestals, or see somebody with a high social media following and feel that they're better, and they're not better. They're not better. They just crack the code in the area. They're one slice of pizza. Remember, we talk about life as a pizza, right? We talk about relationships as a slice, yourself as a slice, God as a slice. They have just mastered that slice. They have just mastered the slice of money and status. That's it. That's it. Ms. Debbie says, sometimes they have more things, but also stress, more stress than you. True. What's going on? Hello, hello, hello. So that's something to keep in mind, right? So let's just bring some pop culture into the conversation. We normally don't do this too much. I'm not a pop culture kind of, we don't really discuss pop culture here. But I feel like this situation is very relevant. So recently, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, which I thought were a beautiful couple. I'm a fan of Lori Harvey's. They recently broke up, and it was public. And a lot of people are up in arms because she does not want to marry this handsome, rich man. Now, I'll say it again. The only reason people are up in arms is because he's handsome and he's rich. If he was regular Daryl that worked at Walmart or worked at the car wash and he wanted to marry her, nobody would care. Nobody would blink an eye bad. They would probably been whispering, girl, what you doing with him? You don't need, and Daryl could have been treating her like a million schmillion bucks. Because we don't know these people. These are all speculations. Anytime anything is in the news and it doesn't come from the horse's mouth or you didn't see a video, it's all speculation. I have no clue. Good morning. We have no clue. But people are up in arms and calling her all types of things because she doesn't want to marry this rich man. If we look at the facts, if she was a regular, degular girl that is just 25, living her life, just now making money, coming into her own, we would be telling her to wait and to take her time. But because who she is, because he is who he is, we expect these people to rush and get married after a year and some change of being together. And I think that that's very interesting, because if they were regular, degular folks, we would have way, it would be a different conversation. But because we idolize celebrities and idolize people and put them on pedestals and we think that they're better, or because they have more money and this and this and that, that the rules are different. And although in society, technically they are, because I am a rule breaker, society, they do have different rules than we do. We can't move a certain way that they do, right? But in God's eyes, we are all the same. And so I really wanted to hone in on that today, is no matter what, no matter what's going on, no matter what rooms you're in, no matter what social circles you move in, no matter if you meet somebody of status, everybody is the same. Now, you can be a fan of somebody, right? You can adore or appreciate their, like Beyonce, we can appreciate her artistry. Of course, you see her may fan out, right? That's not a bad thing, but to idolize and to put these things before yourself is not something that we should do, because what you're basically telling the world is they're better than me, and they're not. Nobody's better than you. Nobody's better than you. Y'all remember that movie, Karina? It was an old movie from the 90s that was based in the 1950s. And I love Karina, and it was starring Whoopi Goldberg. The little girl from Andre is in that movie. And I think, it wasn't Dan Aykroyd that played the father. I forgot what the actor was that played the father. And Whoopi Goldberg was a Black maid in a white neighborhood. And the little girl was being bullied in school. And one thing, she looked at her and said, say your name and say, nobody in the world is better than me. So she used to say, my name is Molly Singer, and there's no one in the world better than me. I want everybody to have that mantra. When you're stepping into your workplace, when you're stepping out to the street, when you're going to events, when you are doing anything, you will hold your head high and you say your name and you say, and there's nobody in the world better than me. My name is Brittany Daniel, and there's nobody in the world better than me. You are Kiamber Mitchell. There's nobody in the world better than you. Nobody. Nobody can be better than you unless you allow them to be. And that goes with idols and idolizing people. God told us, do not do that. Don't put nobody on a pedestal. You put yourself on a pedestal. You put God on a pedestal. You put yourself on a pedestal. It doesn't make you better, but be full of yourself. You know, have that aura about yourself. But nobody is better than you because they got diamonds and shoes and things. Nobody's better than you because they have things. Okay. Stitch is funny. Dia says people really shouldn't be telling other people who to marry when they don't even know the dynamics of the relationship. I agree. We have no clue what really is going on behind the scenes, right? Never. And we have, the thing that's crazy about America especially, and the reason why we're so worldly popular, is because of celebrity. Because we have idolized people for decades. You know, we have put people on pedestals for decades with our celebrity culture, and we have impacted the world in only a media standpoint. You know, that's our claim to fame. America is the famous place. because of that. And then, of course, opportunities for people who come from countries that don't give them those opportunities, right? Because it's a capitalistic society. You can come here and make as much money as you want to a certain extent, right? Or you could take, you know, somebody with $0 and you can be a millionaire. It is possible here in America. But what we have done is we've placed so much emphasis on celebrity and culture. And we have shows that all they do is talk about celebrities and pop culture and things like that. And I'm not, you know, shunning anybody in God. So I ain't over here to judge, but we have really manipulated the brain and the mind to think that, you know, that's the only thing that matters to a certain extent. Because look at these kids. You don't hear any kids saying, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, or I don't hear that anymore. Ask a little kid what they want to be. Rapper, TikTok famous. They want to be, I mean, YouTube is out of the window now. They don't even really, some people say they want to be YouTubers, but I just hear TikTok. I want to be TikTok famous. I want this, I want that. And so we're skewing the brains of these young kids, unfortunately. And all they want to do is be famous. When if you talk to a famous person, air quotes again, they will tell you you can keep the fame. They want the money. They want the access. They want the status, right? But the fame, you can have that because what it comes with. So I think that it's very interesting that we idolize something so much that people tend to not want. Very interesting. Stitch said, God ain't no groupie. We are all the same. Exactly. No preacher. And this is another thing too with the churches. And Lord forgive me for saying this. People idolizing these pastors and going to these churches. And there's nothing wrong with if the message is good, hey, get it how you live. Everybody is here to spread their own word of gospel in any way that they choose to do, whatever way you feel God has called you to do, do it, right? I'm nobody to tell you how to live your life. However, be careful who you pay attention to and be careful who you follow. Like there's a pastor here in this city. I'm baffled and confused, but I have never heard his message, so I can't judge. But it's very interesting. And good morning. Not a Lori Harvey fan, but in her defense, she is 25. That girl still wants to explore. And this is, we're speculating again. But if Lori Harvey were a regular, degular girl down the street going, just got out of school, wasn't, you know, Michael, everybody would tell her to take her time. Everybody would tell her, you're still young. You're just making your own money. You just started your own global business. You're just getting out there. Live your life. That was the advice I got. Live your life. Live your life. But because she's dating a handsome celebrity that's rich, everybody wants her to rush down the aisle and do something she may not be ready for. Y'all, they're 10 years apart in age. He's 35, she's 25. And I am a fan. And the reason why I'm a fan is because she's classy. She keeps her mouth closed. We have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. I do not think she slept with alleged men that they say that she slept with. And I love how she carries herself. She's very classy. You know, as much as people don't like her, she got people writing songs about her and all types of stuff. And you never heard anything negative about her from any of these men. So I'm a fan. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And we normally don't talk about pop culture here, but you guys can chime in, say whatever you want to say. But I really think that that's a very interesting thing. And then there's this argument that, again, idolizing marriage, right? There's an argument, too, that, you know, Black women, we wonder why. Don't get mad if Michael B. Jordan goes back to white women or some ridiculous statement. And it's just like, are we idolizing marriage now? Are we idolizing something that a lot of people don't even want to do? Are we idolizing and putting that on a pedestal? Because, you know, and I got this from another one of my girls here on YouTube. Statistically, marriages aren't doing too well. But I think that that's the problem is we're looking at what people have and what we can gain and all of that instead of looking at what the true meaning of marriage is God. We have no idea if these people even pray together. And that's not our business, to each their own. We're not here to judge. But when we put marriage on the pedestal and put weddings on a pedestal and all these other things, that's why I can't wait for this interview to come out that I did with Kiera. because, you know, she put aside everything that everybody idolized to obey God, to go against, she went against the grain of having a massively expensive wedding, to have a massively expensive wedding ring to honor and please God. It had nothing to do with what society wanted or what people expected her to do. We idolize all of these things. The first thing when people get married, right? When a woman says that she's engaged, what's the first thing people do? I'll wait for the comments because I want to hear from y'all. I don't even want to say it. We just going to wait for the comments, y'all. I'm going to wait for the comments. What do people do when somebody gets married? What's the first thing people ask for? I'm going to sip my water. Sorry, podcast, for the break. I'm really waiting for my morning motivators to tell me, because y'all know. Y'all know what it is, especially my women. The women know. Men know, too. That's why it takes so long for some of them to ask and to pop the question. Nope. Y'all got it wrong. Yep. Wait. Here it goes. Destiny got it. Let me see the ring. Oh, yep. Aubrey got it. Let me see that rock. Mm-hmm. Let me see the rock. Let me see the ring. Sometimes some people say kids and the babies. I was talking about the ring. The first thing, wait till y'all, some of y'all get engaged. The first thing people do is ask about the ring. Girl, let me see. That's the first thing. We idolize these material things. The kids and the wedding stuff come later. Some people say kids, babies, but it's always, yep, Stitch got it. Let me see the ring, because that's all we cared about. And then when we see it, it's always, oh, girl, he did good, or We idolize these material possessions. I promise y'all, guarantee it, if a celebrity y'all knew, or even me, I'll just put myself in there, and I'm not a celebrity at all. If I were to get engaged and all y'all saw was a gold wedding band, people would have something to say about it. It wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you're getting married, and it's great that, you know, you guys are doing what God told you to do. No. It would be about the ring. And then a lot of people go into all of the other stuff. Yeah. I see y'all's comments. I'm going to go back up there too. But people said babies. One thing people do is ask about the ring. Absolutely. When is the baby coming? Let me see your ring. And then authenticating beauty says, sure do. Living in it right now. Congratulations. She just got engaged. Authenticating beauty. Congratulations, love. But that's the first thing we do. We don't ask, is he a God-fearing man? We don't ask, you know, did y'all pray about it? We don't ask certain things that really matter. And again, to each their own. But marriage has nothing to do with a wedding. It has nothing to do with a ring. It has nothing to do with babies. It has everything to do with God and doing things under God's eyes and honor. And we're not making a commitment to one another. Even though we say vows to one another, which the Bible says there's things about that in there. And let's talk about that real quick, because I never want to say vows at a wedding. And again, to each their own, you have to do what's best for you. I'm not telling anybody how to get married, what to do at their wedding. I'm nobody's preacher or no pastor. I'm just saying what I read for myself. And I challenge anybody just to go find it and read it. But I never wanted to say vows at my wedding, because the Bible tells you don't say vows, just say yes or no, because God knows how imperfect we are and he doesn't want us to break our vows. It says that in the Bible. It says don't utter words and, you know, don't say, you know, when they say better for worse, sickness and health, and they want you to repeat the words. The Bible says don't say any of that. It says yes or no, because God knows that we don't always hold true to our word, because we're human. He knows we're going to make a mistake. He knows that we choose wrong. So he doesn't want us to trap ourselves in the words that we say. So it's very interesting. I always thought that was very interesting. Again, not a preacher, not a pastor, but how we idolize things in this country. We put weddings and rings and babies and things like that on a pedestal. And it's easy for people to be like, well, that's why you're going to be single and no kids for the rest of your life. You know, if that means I'm going to have to be a single mom, I'd rather not do it. So really, we have to stop idolizing things and do the things that God has called us to do, things that are pleasing in his sight, and do it our way and do it God's way. And not to say that he doesn't want you to have a beautiful wedding or anything like that. I don't think he cares either way. But we have gotten away from the true meaning behind a lot of the things that we do as people. As people, because marriage came from God. It didn't come from anything else. People did not. It definitely didn't come from men. It definitely did not come from the male species. Marriage came from God, but God be the last thing we ask about or talk about when it comes to weddings and marriage and all of those things. And that's supposed to be the center of it all. So Shiamper says, yes, my nephew even told me last year that he wanted to be a YouTuber. I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. People want to be famous. Nobody wants to be a prestigious career. Nobody wants a prestigious career anymore. And there's no shade. I feel like you're supposed to do what God has called you to do. I do what I do because I feel like this is my gift. This is my talent. Everybody has their own gifts and talents. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with wanting to be a YouTuber, with wanting to do, you know, have that as your career. But the why behind it is super important. So when your kids, nieces and nephews are asking you, you know, telling you what they want to do, ask them why. Ask them why. And to be honest, out of all the kids that I've ever seen say that they wanted to be a YouTuber or a TikTok star and all that, the only person I believe is my niece Jordan. The only kid I believe is my niece Jordan. She's never said she wanted to be a YouTuber or on social media. But the reason I believe her is because she's already doing it. She already makes skits on her phone. She already edits and does videos and all this stuff. When people tell me, it's one thing when a kid tells you what they want to do, but are they doing it? I also always tell kids, like people, parents come up to me because I do YouTube coaching as well for anybody that wants to know or needs that. I'll get parents that come up to me all the time and they say, I want to invest in my kids they want to start a YouTube channel. I want to invest in them. And I always tell them to wait. I say, you have a phone, let them use your phone and see what they're going to do with it on their own. Because it's going to be a full-time job for you if you start this career for your children and they are not actively doing it. I would invest in my niece because she already does the stuff herself. So that's the key is, are you already doing it? Because they can. These kids are smart. They know how to take phones and stuff and manipulate videos and they know how to do it. So if they're not showing, if you have children or nieces and nephews and they're not already doing it, then they just may say it because it sounds good and they want to be famous. But ask why. A large church here in North Carolina, in Georgia, etc. They call the pastor daddy. Ugh, what? Daddy? Thy father? Child, are you serious? Is it Creflo Dollar? I really want to know. That is disgusting. Are you kidding? Y'all, I just threw up on the mic. My bad. Gross. Who said that? They call the pastor daddy? I wish I would. Ew. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Good morning, y'all. Percy says, thank you for the super chat, Percy. I really appreciate it. Good morning, Brittany. America has commercialized everything, even marriage, so they can spend big. A girl told me she wanted to buy her a different ring every 5 years. Oh, yeah, you told us this. Yes. So let me just tell y'all what happened. So for any of those people getting married and you guys want to know where this stuff comes from, back in the day, if you look at the history of weddings and things like that, people used to get married regular in their homes. It wasn't a big deal. And then after a certain time, the reason white became such a popular thing, because when the wealthy got married, they wore white because white was very hard to clean. So if you wore white, that means you had money. So that's the first thing. That's where the whole white dress came from. And then the purity, blah, 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 came after that, right? The only reason diamonds are popular is because I think around the 1930s, 1940s, or 1950s, diamonds, nobody was buying diamonds. Nobody was buying diamonds until a commercial came out that told people diamonds last forever. And they made a whole commercial campaign about it. And then diamonds became a thing. Y'all should really watch Blood Diamonds. It's a very Very interesting movie. May make you reconsider diamonds. I'm thinking about a stone possibly, because diamonds are not that great. Yes, they are. They last forever. And they're so sparkly and pretty, depending on the clarity cut and all of that stuff. But they're ridiculously overpriced. When you go to resell your ring, you're not going to, if you do resell your ring, you're not going to get your money's worth of what you paid for it. They depreciate over time. So they're not a good asset, I would say, to invest a lot of money in. Now teach their own. If you want a diamond, girl, go get your diamond. But just know the facts about something that you're spending your hard-earned money on before you go do it. Let's see. Amber said they want to see it to judge it, to see how much he has. Whoo, come on, somebody. This is facts. That's why we have to stop idolizing things, y'all. People just want to see that ring so they can judge. That's to be 100% honest. Or if they are married, they want to compare. That's so sad. And it shouldn't be like that. Everybody should just be excited about just the person embarking on a new life with their partner of their choosing. Amber said, this is so true. She said, this new generation, we're so messed up. My parents, they don't care about my aunts and uncles have regular brands. Wait, what? Oh, they don't care. They have regular bands. Absolutely. I mean, and again, I'm not trying to, if a woman wants what she wants, I'm not trying to deter any woman from having the wedding that you want or having the ring that you want. Do what's best for you. Just make sure you're doing it for yourself and you have the funds versus doing it for other people and go into debt. Nobody should go into debt for a wedding. You can always get married or you can always have a wedding later. The focus is a marriage. The focus is, you know, making sure you're with the partner God has for you to walk in God's purpose together. That is the purpose of marriage, and to bring God up higher on a pedestal, not for ourselves, not for our weddings, not to show off, not for pictures, not for to post on the gram, none of that. The concept is the marriage. Shador says, my own mother has something to say about my ring, shaking my head. Oh yeah, girl. Let them not be pleased, and you're gonna see a whole bunch of faces. And it's for what? And then the ring that you loved or the ring that your man spent his time and energy picking out for you, now you're judging it. Now you're looking like, And the fact is, women, we don't have to buy wedding band inexpensive. Life is crazy. You're speaking facts. It's all about God's purpose for the marriage. Absolutely. Like I pray that my wedding is simple and a good time. That's it. I don't want, y'all ain't gonna see, when y'all see my pictures, y'all gonna be like, Brittany, you did your wedding well. Yes, absolutely. I'm not gonna do a grandiose, none of that, because it's for what? I don't feel, I've never been a person who spent money. Y'all, I had a $20 prom dress, two $20 prom, four $20 prom dresses. I was always the bargain queen when it came to dresses. I actually wore a dress twice. I used to wear ball gowns over and over again. Y'all will see in my Instagram pictures, I rewear the same outfits. I am not that woman. And there's nothing wrong with women who want to spend their money on nice luxury things. Girl, do you. Not trying to deter anybody. If that's what you like, that's what you like. But I just hold value in other ways, and that's okay. Both ways are okay. Both ways are okay. There's nothing wrong, but just make sure your intentions are for you. If you are a woman that likes luxury and wants the nice stuff, make sure that's what you want and you're not doing it to try to one-up people or be braggadocious or show people or do all of that stuff, you know? Make sure it's something it's truly who you are. That's who you are, not because of other people, not because you got to show it on Instagram, not for likes, not for anything, but that's who God made you to be. God made you to like nice, fancy things. God made you to be bougie. That's who you are, not for other people. This is a whole ministry. Thank you. I appreciate it. I would like to read that in the Bible. Do you know where I can find that about vows? Let me see if I can Google it. And I'm going to read it to you guys because I thought that was very interesting. What does the Bible say about vows? Okay. Hold on. Sorry, y'all that are on the podcast. If I find the Bible verse, wait, hold on. It says, here you go. It's 27 Bible verses about vowels. 27. Now this one's all about love. The Bible says nothing about, when I was reading it about vows, it says traditionally wedding vows are not in the Bible. They are based on biblical principles. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, it's about, oh, here we go. It's in Matthew 5 and 37. I think it's in the same, it's in the same book that talks about marriage, I believe. The same book that talks about marriage and how women, I believe it's in Matthew. Dang, I wish I had my Bible down here so I can read it to y'all. I'm sorry. I think it's in Matthew, though. But from what I read, it said in my book, it said that we shouldn't make vows. We should just say yes or no. Because it says something about swear not to all that moves directly. Let me see. Matthew 5 and 3. If anybody knows, please let me know. I'm sorry, y'all, that I'm pausing the morning motivation to look this up. But this is important. I don't like to say things. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Found it. All right. Yes. It's Matthew 5 and 37. It says, the New Living Translation says, just simply say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond that is a form of evil. Now, it is the Bible, so it could be a little exaggerated. I don't think it's evil, but that's what the Bible says. It says, simply say yes or no. Anything beyond this is a form. Well, I didn't read it's a form of evil. It just says, let me see. Let me go down to it. I'm sorry, y'all. So that's the Bible verse, Matthew 5 and, yeah. So you guys can read it 5 and 37. You guys can read it for yourselves and let me know what your interpretation is. But that's what I read. And I thought that was very interesting. Planning your wedding is overrated. Please learn from that interview. It can be a lot. Okay. Oh, y'all coming with the comments. Let's see what y'all got to say. Let's see. Where do I say it? Good morning, Kim. Where do they do that at? And I'm in North Carolina right now, so I don't go. Yeah, I'm not a fan of whoever has that church that's talking about daddy and this and this and then. No. There's a church in DC that foes the same. That is crazy. Big Daddy House of Prayer. That is disgusting. Pastor or the founder. That is nasty. I think I've seen this in movies, but I didn't think it was a real thing. Yeah, that's gross. Kim says, yeah, I'm not that traditional, so I actually don't want a diamond. Love it. And to each their own, y'all, do what you. Chrissy says, so aligned with you. We think and we speak the same. Wow, I love you. Oh, thank you so much, Christy girl. Miss Debbie says, exactly. Care more about the marriage than the wedding. Absolutely. Miss Debbie says, I threw myself a backyard wedding. This is what I want. But it could have been very expensive that way too. Buying everything instead of renting from a professional who can come and pick it up quickly. Love that. I wore the same outfit too. I thought something was wrong with me, but social media made it seem like you have to change all the time, new outfits, and I never wore it again. I cannot. I won't be broke. Yeah, I will wear the same thing over and over again and not care twice. Girl, we have a simple brunch celebration with close family and friends, and it was so special. I love that. Then took a vacation. I have no desire to have a luxury wedding. I don't even have the energy either. I love that people are thinking outside the box. Like, it's really whatever you want. And my whole thing is, look, if you got the coins and you have the money, do what's best for you. But if you do not have the money or the funds, don't delay getting married if God called you to be married. Just do it in a different way. And you can always have the big wedding later. You can always go back. Kim says, exactly. People lose focus on the marriage all the time. The wedding is nice and the pictures are pretty, but are you aligned with one another and what you both want for the future? Thank you, Kim. Life is Chrissy says, yes, that's in Matthew about marriage. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everybody know, in Matthew. The word evil is broad, but specific in a way too. I think what the Bible was referring to was that 9 times out of 10, you're going to break your vows. Look at the divorce rate. It's up to 60%. It used to be 50%. And think about all the folks that took vows. And I think that that's what he's meaning by that is when you take a vow, you're promising to God. You know, when you put your right hand up and you're swearing on the Bible or your right hand to the Lord, the God, you're swearing to God. And he doesn't want you to break any of your vows. That's why he says, don't make me any promises that you know you're not going to keep. He says, the Bible says, I'd rather you not make any promises than make a promise and break it. That's why we can't just be making vows to God and promises to God all willy-nilly. You know, I affirm, you know, because when we swear, we put our right hands up or we're standing before that person and we're making vows. We're not making a vow to the person. We're making a vow to God, you know, and you know, to each their own. I don't believe anybody should be in a marriage that's like extremely toxic or, you know, just doesn't serve them anymore. But we're technically not supposed to get divorced without certain things happening, cheating, death. Cheating and death are the only things that the Bible tells us that we can get divorced from. But nonetheless, I'm not a preacher, not a judge, don't, you know, teach their own. But I think that that's why he says it, because he knows that we're imperfect. He knows that we 9 times out of 10 may go back on those vows, may not be getting married for the right reasons. So he says, like, don't say it. Don't promise me nothing, because you probably ain't going. Don't say them words. Good morning, Kelsey. It could be a form of evil when we are tempted to flatter someone, even in our no, when we really don't agree or don't want to make them feel bad. Yeah, because when I put my right hand up I ain't gonna say nothing. Miss Debbie says, I think that scripture is referring to the swearing, like on my mama's grave, on my son's life, on God. Oh, yeah, true. Because people they'll be quick to say, I swear to God and all of that stuff. On my mama. Child, yep. Vows are different. They are a covenant with God. Absolutely. And that's what we have gotten away from, I think, with our society is we've taken God out of so much that it's even out of weddings. Sometimes, you know, it's very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. And the weddings are not for us, y'all. They're for God. I've always wanted a backyard wedding, but my culture does big weddings. What culture? I'm very interested to know. But you can't choose your own. You can't choose your own type of wedding. Let's see. Angel says, hey, Angel. Ecclesiastics? How do you pronounce Ecclesiastics? 5:5. It's better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Thank you. Here we go. So yes, it suggests in several passages to not make vows because you're required to fulfill it. Thank you so much for the scripture. I knew y'all was going to come through, but yes, that's one of them that I was referring to. So that's what I'm saying, y'all. Study the Bible for yourselves. This is why it's important to crack open that Bible for yourself and study it and know what it says and know what God speaks to you, because there are certain things that may not be covered. There are certain things that certain people may not go over, or you may not have. You have to have the interpretation for yourself. So that's super important. My dad told me the wedding is for the people. People pay all that money just for the people to come to the reception and for the bride and the groom. But it's really for the people, if you get me. Yeah, but I'm getting married, so it's my wedding. So I'm gonna do it the way I want to do it. But it is for the people. It's up to you. It's up to you, but I'm not doing anything for anybody else but God. Now, if I choose to have something that I want to do for my mom so my mom can be happy, then that's one thing. Or if I choose to do something to honor my spouse or his family, that's one thing. Or to honor my tradition, that's another thing. But at the end of the day, most time people pay for their own weddings. Back in the day, parents used to pay for it. And if your parents are paying for it and nobody's going into debt, have at it. Have the wedding of your dreams. Like, I was talking to one of my good friends, and she had a big wedding, and I asked her, I said, do you regret anything that you paid your money for? And she was like, no, not really. She was like, but my parents helped. So she didn't regret it. And I feel like that's great. If you don't go in a bunch of debt and you can have a good time and have a great experience and great things, because you do only do it once, or we're supposed to, if you got the money, have at it. But if not, then do it the way you can afford to. Do it the way you can afford to. I sense somebody is getting married soon. Brittany, is it you? Nope. Not me. It's just something that's been going on. And we just happened to talk about Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan and people being mad that she doesn't want to marry this man right now, which I think is very smart because she's only 25 and freshly starting her career. But because he's a rich Black man, they expect her to just do handstands and somersaults to marry this man. You know, does the father pay in your culture? Angels, this question for me. Or is this question for P? Because, if you Black and American, you know the answer to that. Nope. That would be nice. But I think that we got away from that tradition a long time ago. I'm a Black American. Angel, I don't know where you're from, but no. And African American culture, no, you on your own. I mean, I don't know. I've never talked to my dad about that, but I wouldn't expect my parents to pay. But some parents do. I do know. My Black homegirl, her parents paid or helped pay for her wedding. Okay. I was about to say, because you know the answer, girl. You know, no. I know the African culture has big weddings. They do. And it's in their culture to have multiple dresses. Not sure if P is in that culture, but they spend a lot of money. But also, I believe, and this is just outside looking in, please let us know if you are of an African, if you're African, but they also have family members that help them pay, and they don't pay for their wedding to my knowledge. Like the children don't pay. There's a lot of help and things into that from my knowledge. But at the end of the day, the whole point of our conversation, even though we got on weddings and things like that, is to not idolize anything, anyone, or put nothing above God. We have to make sure that we are doing the things that are pleasing in his sight as much as to the best of our ability. Again, we're not perfect. Again, we are not holier than thou. I am not, you know, we all fall short of the glory, but make sure that we are doing things and we are treating people equally. We are treating people the same. We are, doing things that we feel that we're called to do, and we're not doing them for people. We're not doing it for outside validation. We're not doing them to get approval or praise from social media and strangers. If you have it, go for it. If you're not going to go into debt, if it's been something you dreamed of, maybe you saved your money, whatever the case may be, do it. But one thing I learned from Kiera is don't delay what God has told you to do because you're trying to have this wedding. You're trying to save up this money to do X, Y, and Z, and you're delaying God's blessing. Because she said that I rather had got married in a way that wasn't my favorite, but her wedding came out so beautiful and they had so much fun. But you know, she had to put her pride aside and did things in a more inexpensive way. It wasn't cheap because her dress was beautiful. His tux was beautiful. The whole wedding was beautiful. The reception looked so much fun and they had a blast, but they didn't break the bank to get married either. And they said if they would have waited and had the wedding, quote unquote, air quotes, that they wanted, they would have delayed God's blessing for them. And it probably wouldn't have ended really well. So Shamber says, right. Can we be like them? LOL, but people won't do that here. Well, it's because people don't got it. Let's just call a spade, Camber. Most of the time, people don't have it. I think my father has it. I don't think he would spend money on a day. My father is very practical with his money. Very practical with his money. He's a Dave Ramsey fan. He don't believe in credit. He don't believe in putting stuff up. He believes in cash is king. And he is a Dave Ramsey stan to down and down and down. So that's kind of how my dad, is Mr. Krabs. So if I came to my father and said, hey, dad, we want to have a $50,000 wedding, he would probably laugh in my face. He just doesn't believe in spending money like that. And I innately don't either. Personally, for myself, but to each their own. Yvonna Orji talks about how expensive those can be in her book. Yeah, and she's African. Mm-hmm. I like Yvonna Orji though. Authenticating Beauty says, she said that those folks be straight flexing on each other. They do. I've seen it. So, and that's another thing is like, are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it to one up other people? And I don't think that that's a good, that's not why I want to have a wedding. I don't care. I don't care enough to try to like one up somebody else. My mom had her wedding in my aunt's backyard and it was simple, but nice. Love that. Shamber says, hi, your dad sounds like my dad has a lot of money and is very, very practical. Yeah, my dad, he probably could, but he won't. If I'm like, hey dad, can you? Now, if we came to him and said, probably like money for property, then that would be different. Christy says credit is leverage and access. The dollar loses value every day. Girl, we can have that debate. It depends on what you believe in. It all depends on what you believe in. I understand this. I get this. I use this, right? And that's a whole different topic for another day. But there are people who definitely feel like debt is a sin, according to the Bible, right? We're borrower, slave to the lender. And if you're a Dave Ramsey fan, he will tell you credit is kaput. So it just really depends on what you believe in. I see the value in both. Yes, the dollar does lose value. But then two, I will say, if you do not know how to manage your credit, if you do not know how to pay off your credit, if you don't have the funds to pay off credit, it can be not a good tool. It just depends on how you use it. But yes, it does give you leverage and access and things. It just depends on what you believe in. Everybody's different. But he has a house. He has things. He doesn't need anything. He just doesn't believe in credit because he's a Dave Ramsey person. But to each their own. I ain't here to tell nobody how to live. They do what they do. Percy says, you wore a $20 prom dress. You were thrifty in high school. I'm very impressed. Absolutely. Through all three of them, $20. I went to Forever 21. I went to this other little store. I was not about to spend all that money on a day. And I want to make sure my daughter understands you can have something nice and it doesn't have to break the bank to have something nice that you're going to wear once, maybe twice. And I re-wore one of my dresses. And I guess it depends on your lifestyle and your investments. Exactly. Everybody different. But if you're a Dave Ramsey fan, and my dad don't believe in credit. He knows how it works. He don't believe in credit though. Chamber says, Percy, I bought my dress for $20 this year from Amazon. Things are cheap and it's good to be honest. Can look like $1 million if you dress it up. Absolutely. Good morning, Winter. Winter says my prom dress was $30. Absolutely. My prom dress was donated and it was so cute too. Love that dress. Gave it away. So I paid it for it. That's beautiful. Hi, Papa. Oh, I love you too. Oh, my papa's on. Good morning, Papa. Well, I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Again, make sure we don't idolize anyone or anything. Make sure you do what's best for you and what God has called you to do. Don't try to compete. Don't try to compare. Do you at all costs. I love you guys so much for watching. Thank you, Papa, for coming on. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.